forget mathematical equations, self-help, psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why. 'Cause this ain't no thinking thing.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
The green flag is out. We're underway.
Nigger will look to the inside of turn number seven. They're side by side.
They make contact again as they head to turn number one.
Off turn number 10, we've got a brand new...
Carolina, it's an elimination Sunday. 12 drivers come in with the opportunity, the next NASCAR Cup Series champion. But Mark, only 8 of them will leave here with any opportunity to realize that dream.
8 people smiling, 4 are going to be heartbroken when it's over. Yesterday for the Xfinity Series cutoff race, wow, did we see fortunes rise and fall all afternoon, and at the end, it was just crazy, and we expect the same thing today.
Looking for high drama here today in the Bank of America Roval 400.
The Bank of America Roval 400 from Charlotte Motor Speedway is presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. For a job you'll love, visit progressive.com/careers. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Xfinity, proud premier partner of NASCAR. Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class, high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more. By GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. By NAPA. Don't get stranded. Test or replace your battery at NAPA. WeatherGuard Truck and Van Storage. The only brand as driven as the hard-working professionals they serve. Learn more at weatherguard.com. Coca-Cola. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Take a taste and see. Presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen, where you always get a lot for not a lot. And brought to you by Pfizer.
And he's back on pit road for a refuel.
Erica, how much have I been spending on gas?
For questions about their money, racing fans can turn to Erica, the virtual financial assistant in the Bank of America mobile banking app. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Erica by your side. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This NASCAR playoffs, if you like things spicy, Toyota Racing is looking for you. No, we don't care if you can handle the five-alarm chili or that eternal inferno salsa.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Can you handle how spicy these playoffs will be when the temperature rises on racing's biggest stage?
Water. please.
If you're ready for some serious heat, we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Visit your local Bass Pro Shop store or shop online at BassPro.com. Your adventure starts here. Coming up, we'll set up the top storylines going into the Bank of America Roval 400. We'll also take a look at our race day weather. Spoiler alert, it's really good. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Bank of America Roval 400 coming up in just about an hour from now. Before we get going officially, Mark Garrow, myself, our director, Laura Beth Barnhart, engineer David Stiles are going to get going. We just had a special delivery, Hunt Brothers Pizza brought up.
All right. Now,
we're good for the day.
Now we're cooking ice cold Coke in a Hunt Brothers Pizza.
We're living large up here in the booth, and thanks a lot for Barry Roach, our sales executive, for supplying us that from First Turn Express, Hunt Brothers Pizza. That's going to be like the halfway break here, so we'll put that aside till we get at least one stage done. Mark, there's a lot of great storylines coming into today's race. One, it's an elimination race, and that's huge, but let's go a little bit broader with this. In the history of the playoff era, only two teams have put four drivers into the final eight, and they are Stuart Haas Racing and Joe Gibbs Racing. Who is missing from that list?
Rick Hendrick in Hendrick Motorsports, believe it or not, but they have a great chance this year. Right now, William Byron has already clinched into the round of eight. And, of course, coming into this race, Kyle Larson plus 57 above the cut line. That leaves Alex Bowman. He's plus 26. Doug, in the five playoff races to date, he's nailed down three top tens, has five consecutive top tens here on the Roval. He should be in pretty good shape. Chase Elliott is the man on the bubble. He's plus 13 above the cut line. Only six top tens the last 14 races. And, yes, he's the all-time active leader in road course wins on the Cup Series with seven, but that last win came at Road America in 2021. And yes, he's won back-to-back here on the Roval, but his finish last year was ninth.
And we bring that up because they have a great opportunity today to lock in. Kyle Larson could lock in very, very early on. William Byron, as you said, is already there. Bowman's really good here. So we'll see, does Rick Hendrick take a foursome and move into the round of eight? And we kind of touched on the points there, Mark. There's not one of these single-digit battles here, but we've seen wild swings in the playoffs, both on the Cup side and Xfinity.
Yesterday, Doug Sheldon Creed, 30 points above the cut line, missed the cut after having problems. And that's where Denny Hamlin is right now, Doug, at plus 30. Alex Bowman, we mentioned, plus 26. Ryan Blaney's plus 25. Then you get down into where it's a little bit tighter. Tyler Reddick plus 14. Chase Elliott plus 13. Below the cut line, Joey Logano minus 13, Suarez minus 20, Cindric minus 29, and minus 32 for Chase Briscoe. And I got to tell you, Joey Logano only needs to make up 13 points. Obviously doable. He's a two-time champion. But things aren't really trending that well for him. And, you know, again, it's going to be a very difficult day for Joey Logano.
We'll see. Those first two stages could be key to whether he advances. So we'll keep you posted on all of that, and the swings will really start paying attention to that when we get to stage three. Much like yesterday's race, Mark, there are two main outliers in this Roval event, and they are A.J. Allmendinger and Shane Van Gisbergen. And I say that because either one of those drivers can win this race. It won't be a surprise.
Oh, absolutely not, Doug. And it would be the third straight race here in the second round that could be won by a non-playoff driver. Chris Buescher won at Watkins Glen, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. a week ago at Talladega. So you a little bit deeper dive. Eight non-playoff drivers in this race today have won on road courses. They account for 16 victories. A.J. Allmendinger has won three, including this race a year ago. Buescher just won at Watkins Glen last week. Van Gisbergen was the runner-up. He's already won at Chicago. And, oh, by the way, SVG was the runner-up last week in Watkins Glen at that cup race. So the possibility of having three non-playoff drivers win all three second-round races, a very big possibility today.
We've had five playoff races so far. Three of them have been claimed by non-playoff drivers. Coming up, we'll have the race day weather and our O'Reilly Auto Parts media buzz.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore are thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, why'st must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Mmm, best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
WeatherGuard is the proud sponsor of today's WeatherGuard work crew. When it comes to race day, nobody is more driven than the safety and ops teams keeping the track running like a well-oiled machine. And when it comes to ProFocus truck and van equipment, nobody is more driven than the folks at WeatherGuard. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Later on in today's race, we will feature the WeatherGuard top-of-the-box report from Pit Road. From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Time now for our Ream Race Day weather.
Hey, race fans, welcome to Charlotte and the Roval 400. We have ideal weather conditions here in October. Mostly sunny skies for the start of this race. Temperatures could be close to 80 degrees for most of the race. As we get closer to evening, temperatures will slowly fall back into the mid and upper 70s, but light winds, plenty of sunshine, very dry air, really no weather concerns at all here in Charlotte at the Roval 400. For the Performance Racing Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich.
Race day weather is brought to you by Rheem. Rheem keeps you comfortable with world-class high-efficiency heating, cooling, and water heating solutions. Visit Rheem.com to learn more.
Thank you very much, Brad Panovich. Brad Panovich is a meteorologist at the local NBC affiliate, WCNC, here in Charlotte. And Brad is wonderful at his job. He's been up here in the booth with you and I two or three times. He's not just the pretty weatherman that points and tells you about it. He is a real meteorologist, and he was helping out with the hurricane relief effort, and he put out the address where people could send supplies. He thought he was putting out the address of the television station, Mark. Instead, he put out his home address.
Oh, no.
So they wound up having like four 26-foot trailers worth of supplies show up at his house. And so he packed it all up, took it up into the mountains near Chimney Rock and Lake Lure. So good servant there. Got a little exuberant, but wound up helping out a lot of people.
The neighbors must have loved him. I mean, even though it's a good cause, they still must have loved him for that. By the way, we were talking about Shane Van Gisbergen, and I just got sent this. The number 13, which is what SVG's number is today, NASCAR started 1949. This one, that's another fact. All right, so we got those two, okay? The number 13 has won only once on the NASCAR Cup Series. Johnny Rutherford in a qualifying race for the Daytona 500 when those were a paid point event back in 1963. So he's battling history.
So Shane Van Gisbergen actually won his first ever NASCAR Cup Series start.
Yeah, but not in the number 13.
But not in the number 13.
Not in the number 13. So interestingly, after all these years on the Cup Series, the number 13 has won only one time.
Being a little bit prescient here, I think we'll be talking about Shane Van Gisbergen and A.J. Allmendinger throughout the day as we bring you the Bank of America Roval 400.
It's time now for the O'Reilly Auto Parts Media Buzz, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With Dustin Long of NBC Sports, Dustin, how did that 27-car pileup at Talladega turn the playoff picture upside down?
You know, one of the biggest winners was Denny Hamlin. You know, before the accident, he was running 32nd. He was 24 seconds behind the leaders. As he said, he was like a mile and a half behind the leaders because he'd fallen off the pack. He was 17 points below the cut line. So you have the accident. Everybody wipes out in front of him. All of a sudden, he gets a top 10, and now he's 30 points to the good. I think Denny Hamlin was probably the biggest winner out of it. Austin Cindric, certainly the biggest loser in the sense of he was leading in wrecks, and now he's, you know, way back. As he said when he left, came out of the infield care center, he's in a must-win situation.
But Pete Pistone of SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. Pete, how's the new layout here at the Roval going to change things for this race?
From what we've heard from drivers and crew chiefs, it's going to affect it in a big way because that hairpin now that is part of the new layout is going to really bottle up those race cars as they come out of the infield and get back on the oval track, turn number one there. You know, we talked about the Martin Truex Jr., Jimmy Johnson situation in year one. We've seen Brad Keselowski and drivers go off of heartburn turn there down the main straightaway into that barrier off of turn one. And over the course of time, that back straight, a little chicane, we've seen issues there. So I think this adds the degree of difficulty to an already very difficult racetrack. This is going to be a matter of who stays out of the brackets there and the chaos, because we're going to get chaos, there's no doubt, on Saturday and Sunday.
That's the O'Reilly Media Buzz, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. They can recommend the right SuperStart battery for your vehicle. Learn more at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Last year's Retro Food City 500 was a huge success. 54 lead changes, a new record. And for 2025, we are back to the sweet spring weather of April. It's racing the way it ought to be at Bristol, baby. And now it's a triple header weekend with trucks, Xfinity, and cup races. It's the Food City 500 NASCAR weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway, April 11 through 13, 2025. Visit BristolMotorSpeedway.com for tickets and details.
At times like this,
there are no strangers. Communities extend a hand to those in need. Neighbors reach out to neighbors. Families draw closer together. That's who we are. We're your community, your neighbors, your family. We're the American Red Cross. Visit us today at www.redcross.org. Help us so we can help when we're needed.
Throughout the week, a lot of great programming on PRN. Fast Talk with Doug Rice, the O'Reilly Auto Parts Pit Reporters with Brett McMillan, PRN's Racing Country, and At the Track with Lenny Baticki. Yours truly, a daily dose of NASCAR news with PRN's Garage Pass, and it's brought to you by the great folks at Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance. Coming up on our pre-race show for the Bank of America Roval 400, our Sunoco fuel strategy, and our Progressive keys to victory. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway. Absolutely gorgeous Sunday here as we get ready to run the Bank of America Roval 400, the last race in the round of 12 and sets up for the round of 8. Time now for our Progressive Keys to Victory. Mark Garrow, drop some knowledge on us here.
How about this? If you're below the cut line, don't lose your head. Don't panic until you need to panic, until you need to hit the button, because you can never tell what's going on. And have a great mathematician and computer guru at all times going through all these different point scenarios throughout the race. You never know, after all this goes through the washing machine, how it's going to tumble out.
As I've said before, inside flap of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Two words, don't panic. Very good advice. Very sound. The other thing is be aware. Be aware of where you are points-wise and what you need to do to get into that top eight. You have to be aware of a lot, and that's what a lot of these teams do. They've got people in their war rooms that all they're doing is crunching numbers and looking at scenarios.
You and I would both agree that one of the greatest strategic crew chiefs that we've ever had in this sport, Chad Knaus, had a chance to talk to him in the garage today. He said, in stage one, the only move that makes sense is for everybody above the cut line is to go for stage points. He goes, that's the only logical move. That doesn't mean that's what they're all going to do.
So we'll keep an eye on that throughout the day. There will be no shortage of strategies. Those are Progressive Keys to Victory, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Now let's get a look at our Sunoco fuel strategy with Brad Gilley.
All right, well, the fuel strategy today is going to be a big part of the final stage of the race. The way the stages lay out with stage 1 at lap 25, stage 2 ending at lap 50, no problem making it to the end of those stages, or if they're going to short put, making it a little bit shorter than that on a tank of Sunoco fuel. But where things are really going to come into play this afternoon, guys, is that final stage of the race. We're going to go back to green, let's say somewhere around lap 53, lap 54. The race ends at lap 109, so that's going to be more than 50 laps of this race that's going to be run in the final stage. With Sunoco fuel, without cautions, they can go about 38 laps or so. Maybe if they want to stretch it, they can go just a little bit more. But this is where the key comes into play here. When do they pit? Do they pit somewhere with 38 laps to go, or do they try and run 35, 38 laps into that final stage and pit later than everyone else? That's going to be the big key for the crew chiefs to try and figure out what makes the most sense with their Sunoco fuel strategy. But we do know for a fact they will have to pit in the final stage to top off with Sunoco fuel.
Thank you, Brad. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance, it's what we do.
The next race on the schedule is at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. It's a doubleheader in the Xfinity Series. It's the Ambetter Health 302, followed on the next Sunday by the South Point 400. Tickets are available for both of those races at LasVegasMotorSpeedway.com, so check them out. But what is not available are the ticket packages through the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. It is so popular, they are sold out. You need to start booking for next March when action goes back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
That is a Big Ten Four. And by the way, we've taken a look at the advanced weather forecast for Las Vegas.
Sweet.
Just like today, mid-70s, nothing but sunshine. Perfectamundo.
It is going to be great.
Get your tickets.
By the way, southpointcasino.com. You can get pro football packages, hotel and transportation, and also get set up for the big PBR championship package. And a lot going on there. We may see you there this coming Friday for the big Brendan Gaughan Celebrity Blackjack Tournament.
So, are you in that?
I got to ask. I don't want to. I will mess up everybody else's game. I've watched enough blackjack to realize if you're the kind of doofus at the table, everybody else gets mad at.
Look, just go big or go home. The first hand, push it all in.
Go crazy.
And hit on 17. That's what I'm saying. When you're at 7, hit.
See, I don't understand. I mean, I get that, but I don't understand doubling down and splitting and all of that.
And waving your hand thing. If you do the wrong hand thing, they don't like
it. And then you make people mad.
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm probably not going to be in the Celebrity Blackjack Tournament, but you can stop by there Friday if you're in Vegas and check that out. And go by and see our great friends at the South Point Casino and get your tickets for the upcoming Las Vegas races at LasVegasMotorSpeedway.com.
Did you know that one in four vehicles on the road will need a new battery this year? Don't wait till it's too late to do something about it. Test your battery regularly, and if you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for every make and model on the road. So don't wait until your car won't start or you're stranded on the side of the road. Test your battery today or find the replacement you need at NAPA locations nationwide, because it's our mission to keep you moving. NAPA!
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the two sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
And he's back on pit road for a refuel.
Erica, how much have I been spending on gas?
For questions about their money, racing fans can turn to Erica, the virtual financial assistant in the Bank of America mobile banking app. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Erica by your side. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Echo Park, the official used car of Speedway Motorsports, is inviting you to Echo Park's Coffee Cup Series. They will be out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway next week. Kyle Petty hosted one here today. Enjoy some free coffee and check out some awesome vehicles. You could win a VIP ticket upgrade and ride in the pace car. Echo Park, every car, happy owner. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin.
In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It is time now for our Coca-Cola flavor of the race for today's Bank of America Roval 400. And let's start off with Wendy Venturini.
Well, thank you, Doug. I love this racetrack, and I love coming here on this weekend, specifically because we get to see all not only the drivers and their families, the crew members that travel the circuit weekend after weekend for 10 months straight. They have all of their families here. This is a home race, so it is a busy pre-race festivities today. You walk through the garage area this morning, and it was covered with crew members and their families who we typically don't see on a race weekend. What does that mean for pit road? Pre-race is extra busy today at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and it's always a fun one where the kids are probably the most happy, but that's not everyone, Brad Gilley.
You know, my flavor of the race is the racetrack itself, and I know, Doug and Mark, you guys have talked a little bit about that and some of the changes that we have, whether it be the front stretch chicane or the section of race course between turns 5 and 7 that they've reshaped here at the Roval. The one thing I think a lot of people in the grandstands, a lot of people tuning in, and a lot of people kicking back with their feet up enjoying a nice cold Coca-Cola beverage are going to wonder, what is going to happen with those sections? Is it going to be carnage, chaos, and violence, or are we going to see some good side-by-side racing, maybe a little extra physical out there? Either way, my flavor of the race is the Roval, the racetrack itself.
Carnage, chaos, and violence. I think I saw them back in the 90s. Pretty sure.
Headbanger band.
Yeah, I think I had like row 3 seats for that. Coke Zero Sugar tastes so good, people will take a taste any way they can. So when you're enjoying a Coke Zero Sugar, be ready to protect it, because one sip begs the question, is this the best Coke ever? Take a taste and see.
Well, we saw violence in the front straightaway chicane yesterday, a 12-car pileup. And then we saw a little physicality when Sam Mayer kind of punted Parker Kligerman in turn number 7, the noon to turn number 7, to go on to win the race in overtime yesterday. But today, more adjustments to the racetrack, Doug, here on the front chicane. You had the big turtles. They were leaping the cars literally off the ground yesterday. You and I were taking a look at some of the still photographs. I mean, these cars were way up in the air. They were landing very violently. And I talked about the fact that maybe I wonder if these cars can take that kind of punishment for 109 laps in this race today. And it turns out some drivers led by Kyle Busch went to NASCAR and said, you know, they're wearing mouthpieces to tell you how the G-forces are when they have a wreck. They were going off. They were showing so much force when they slammed into the ground, they were actually getting a reading on that, so they decided to make a change.
It looked like the cars were probably going to hold up, but the drivers were taking such a pounding. And I remember yesterday, a couple of different drivers after practice, Truex being one of them, said, this is painful. So NASCAR intervened, and they took the 4-inch turtles in height off of the racetrack. They have replaced them with rumble strips that are only 2.25 inch high. So cut that almost by half.
So what do you think that feels like? You go from maybe feeling like you're going through cornrows, boom, 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 to what?
I think it feels like the little strips that you get on the interstate that are supposed to wake you up if you doze off
there
while
you're
going down the interstate. That kind of thing. I think that's probably a more fair comparison. I don't think we'll see cars up on, a lot of times yesterday, only one wheel touching the ground.
Again, it was a very violent thing. And we saw, Doug, a number of drivers after a while stop doing it. They'd actually kind of take the long way around those corners not to take that kind of beating inside the car. So they have made more changes to the Roval. If we didn't have enough changes, as Brad talked about coming into this event, we had even more here on race day morning.
You don't want to super tramp this and take the long way home. We'll take a break. Be right back.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. 800-748-0593. That's 800-748-0593.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started. It is an absolutely gorgeous day at Charlotte Motor Speedway for the Bank of America Roval 400. And when we come back, we'll have the state water heaters view from the turns. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
We're at Charlotte Motor Speedway today for the Bank of America Roval 400 on the 17-turn road course here at CMS. And it's time now for our state water heaters view from the turns. Mark Garrow and I are in the booth. We'll alternate calling every other lap along the front stretch here. Now, the oval and the roval share the start-finish line right in the middle of the main grandstand section. Then it's about 500 feet with a nice gentle left-hand dogleg down to turn one, which is a hard left-hander, where they come into the view of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway's own Nick Yeoman.
Appreciate that, Doug. Plenty of action in turns one, two, and three, which I'll cover today. That turn number one, as you mentioned, is a left-hander. Takes you out of the tri-oval on the oval and into the infield road course portion of the racetrack. It is a hard 90-degree left-hand turn. Tire barriers wait to the outside. Concrete barriers to the inside and outside once you clear turn number one. The outside wall's been pushed out a little bit, and yesterday during the Xfinity race, a lot of drivers carry quite a bit more speed. Little bit of an uphill climb before the racetrack falls away from you. It's a swooping downhill turn number two. It's a left-hander as well that takes you into the infield. But it's a short little straightaway where drivers can get a little daring and get sideways or side-by-side before they set up for turn number three. They sweep underneath a Bank of America crossover bridge that pedestrians have been using all weekend long and navigate that right-hander. When they leave turn number three, they'll come to the view of the voice of the Indianapolis 500, Mark James.
Thank you, partner. Good to be here. It's a tight right-hander. Once they clear that pedestrian bridge, the track then bends ever so slightly to another right-hander that is turn number four. The preferred exit from that glides across rumble strips to driver's left. They'll kick up some dirt and dust at the end of that. Once the car gets straightened out, time to set up for turn number five. Here is the most pronounced elevation change anywhere on the roll. Well, it's uphill where the car can get light as you crest the hill. And as our Doug Turnbull explains, it's the next session he'll call where the most significant changes were made.
It slings drivers down the hill, Mark, into turn number six, which before used to be really well rounded off. Now it's a blind corner and then 5 to 7 degrees banked to the left. Well, the drivers are turning right, so that puts them off camber and makes them just a little squirrely or tail happy getting through that turn. Now that's so important because then they start going downhill again into the corner that's supposed to bring hell, fire, brimstone, and locusts. Well, no, not so much, but a redesigned turn number seven was not a disaster for drivers yesterday, but it certainly was a hard hard braking zone where drivers pull that car hard to the left. They kind of square out and then hit the apex of the turn to get back onto the race surface. The pass for the win was made here yesterday. Will we see that today? Then they get back into the banking and into the view of Indiana and Virginia's Rob Albright.
Well, thank you much, Doug Turnbull. And technically, I cover the exact same piece of real estate here for the Roval that I do in May for the Coca-Cola 600, only miraculously turns 1 and 2 become turns 8 and 9. The difference is in the way that you navigate those corners. Once they exit that hairpin that didn't deliver on a lot of chaos yesterday but very well could today that Doug Turnbull is going to call, they do climb the 24 degrees of banking. But unlike in May when they're entering that corner at about 175 miles an hour, they are entering it at about 35 miles an hour in first gear after exiting the hairpin. That means they'll quickly climb as high as they can all the way to the outside of the 24 degrees of banking that is turn number 8. And then rather than staying up in the groove and up near the wall, they'll actually turn hard left and turn that piece of racetrack between turns 8 and 9 into a short straightaway. They'll go from the top of the track almost to the bottom as they're going up through the gears and reaching maximum velocity. Then they'll exit turn number 9 and the 24 degrees of banking that it provides, and they'll find themselves settling onto a short straightaway that's the first part of the backstretch, banked at only about 6 degrees. They'll be greeted by a lot of signs counting down 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 that enables them to see how they need to go down through their gears and ultimately end up in second gear. And when they hit that point, right in front of this huge television screen that marks the backstretch, is a very tricky 90-degree left-hander. And Pat Patterson, the racing guy, is going to tell us all about it.
All right, Rob, thanks very much. Happy race day, everybody. Yes, I cover turns 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. It takes about 18 seconds from the time I start talking to when Doug and Mark will pick it up as the cars enter turn 15, 16, and 17. Mine start with the chicane, turn number 10. It's a left-hand corner. It's a heavy braking zone. It's a place where you can set somebody up for a pass. You make a quick turn to the left, a quick turn back to the right, that's 11, and then kind of a half turn in turn 12. In turn 12, entering up to turn 13, it's more or less going back up through the gearbox because you climb the banking in turn 13 and you come down the banking in turn 14 over to turn 15. If you do it right, 5 seconds of that 18 seconds I'm talking about occurs in the chicane. I'll be down here all afternoon. It's a great spot to make up ground on, folks, if you can be smooth and get through that chicane quickly. As soon as I'm done with it in turn 14, I'll hand it back over to Doug and Mark for the final call.
The one thing that makes turn 15 a lot different than oval track turn 4, these drivers will exit there coming off the banking down to turn 15. In a normal oval race, they're going to kind of want to hug the wall. This time, they want to hug the line that designates the apron of the racetrack, and they want to hug the asphalt to the left, almost in the grass, as they make their way through a very slight turn 15 to the left, and then 90 degrees hard right, 90 degrees hard left. Very violent turns, very hard turns in turns 16 and 17. They get the car straightened out, and it's about 100 yards, a sprint to the start-finish line from there. And again, we want to reemphasize, they have taken the turtles out of this front straightaway chicane today and made them less violent with these rumple strips as they come through there for 109 laps.
That is our State Water Heater view from the turn. State Water Heaters, when you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Doug Turnbull referenced the new Turn 7, and he said, you know, hellfire and brimstone and chaos, which reminds me of the churches of my youth up in western North Carolina. And that leads me to the other thing. Our thoughts, prayers, everything, even though it's been a couple of weeks, with all the folks affected by the two recent hurricanes, Milton and Helene, especially Helene for proximity to where we are, maybe 100 miles away to get up to Chimney Rock, Lake Lure, Asheville, and places that were really hit bad. I know a lot of folks have chipped in to help. A lot of people here at the Speedway and in the NASCAR community have, I feel like, gone to max effort to try to be as helpful as they can. And one of those people is going to be our honorary starter today, Mark Arrow.
Greg Biffle. And some of the things that he's done with his helicopter and some of the videos that came out of that are just spellbinding. And, Doug, as we talked about yesterday, in tragedy, and when we have these catastrophic events like we've had,
bad, and so many just terrible things happen to people. But as a country, as a region, we come together, just common people. Yes, the government comes in and they help, but it is the common man. It's just all of us banding together. It makes me proud of the way the NASCAR community has stepped in. Speedway Motorsports, Rick Hendrick, $2 million that they're donating to Samaritan's Purse, which has done just great work up there in that part of the country and does great work in other areas that are hit like that. And then you take a look at all the folks that stopped in here in the parking lot at Speedway Motorsports, at Charlotte Motor Speedway, left off stuff, and people throughout the region doing the same thing. And, Doug, when I was heading out to a volleyball game the other day, I met 20 trailer trucks that had the big rolls of hay, four or five on each one, and they were caravanning to Boone to try to bring feed to cattle and horses and things like that. So everybody pitching in everything they can.
And we've always said Daniel Suarez is maybe one of the most likable people ever because he's always smiling, he's always happy. He showed up at the relief drop-off here with his own personal vehicle full of dog food, like 12 big bags of dog food. And if you're a pet lover like me and you own a couple of dogs, that meant a lot. So just be aware of those folks. And by the way, if you want to give to charities, too, right off the top of our heads, Red Cross, redcross.org, and Mark mentioned Samaritan's Purse. They are based in Boone, North Carolina, and they're doing a lot of great work. So Samaritan's Purse or Red Cross or any of the other reputable charities, they can use your money for hurricane relief. And thanks a lot for letting us talk about that a little bit because it's very near and dear our hearts. We'll take a break and be back with more pre-race show here at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Need a little help? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. Need advice? We've got advice. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Exceptional customer service. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bass Pro Shops, we salute those who serve. We proudly stand with those who stand for our freedoms by offering our legendary salute discount every day, saving active duty, veterans, and first responders up to 10% on top quality outdoor gear, and recently partnering with the Army and Air Force Exchange Service, becoming the official outdoor gear provider for our heroes. It's more than the great outdoors. It's about honoring those that protect it. Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race communication needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. That's you. Stop by and see them in the vendor area to purchase yours today or learn more at racingelectronics.com. From the Roval at Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Hey, I'm Corley Joy for Speedway Children's Charities. The mission for Speedway Children's Charities has remained true since its founding almost 40 years ago, to care for children in educational, financial, social, and medical needs in order to help them lead happy and productive lives. So many children have benefited from our group in the past, but we need your help now more than ever. There's so much we can do when we all join together, so let's start today. Visit SpeedwayCharities.org to learn more. I thank you in advance for your help.
We have a trio of O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters today, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Starting it off today will be Brett McMillan.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug. And I'm here with Ryan Blaney, who's signing some autographs for fans. And
Former winner here at the Roval, you come in today 25 points on the positive side of the cut line. What is your strategy as you go into today's race?
Well, I think, one, just try to keep it on the racetrack. Hopefully we can do that. And yeah, we're in a decent spot. Just got to go perform well today and, you know, execute the best we can. So definitely, hopefully we can put a good one together today and move on to the next one.
All right, he's at a good start. Spot starting 14th, Brett Gilley. Chase Elliott, a two-time winner here at the Charlotte Motor Speedway Roval, and right now with a plus sign in front of your name when it comes to the cut line to make it into the round of eight. How does that impact your strategy and the way that you attack this racetrack today, Chase?
Yeah, definitely impacts it for sure. I'd be lying if I said it didn't, you know. So, it's something that we have to – we're in a position where we have to think about that. And I think ultimately it's going to really be determined by how much pace we do or don't have, you know, and that's going to decide how you play your cards, and hopefully our Universe Chevy's really fast, and we can be on the aggressive side of strategy and kind of be on offense, and I hope that's the case. And, you know, if it's not, we'll adjust and adapt and do what we got to do.
Good luck to you.
Thanks.
All right, Chase Elliott is going to roll off seventh here today, guys.
That interview with Chase brought to you by NAPA. Don't get stranded with a dead battery. Test yours regularly and stop by your nearest NAPA for a full range of high-performance replacements. Now back down to Wendy Venturini.
Shane Van Gisbergen. We'll be starting from the pole here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Interesting race. You know how to turn left and right here. What are you expecting, Shane?
I have no idea. I know it's going to be carnage if yesterday's anything to go by. So, yeah, hopefully we have a smooth day. Obviously, we'll be going for the win, so we'll be short pitting, and that kind of helps us knowing what we're doing there. But, yeah, I want to win the race. I'll be having a proper crack, but I have to be really respectful to the playoff drivers too. So, yeah, hopefully we have a good day.
Not a home race for you, but you have a special guest on our typical home weekend. Who's with you this weekend?
Yeah, my dad's come over from New Zealand, so he got a bit of a contrast. He was at Talladega last week, now at the Roval, so it's good for him to be at both. And I gave him both my pole flags yesterday, and he was over the moon. It's really cool to have him here.
All right, that's a cool story. That's Shane Van Gisbergen, our pole sitter for today, Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Daniel Suarez. All right, my friend, you're starting the day 20 points below the cut line. How aggressive do you need to be today?
I think we have to be pretty aggressive, especially because we know that the people that we're racing against, they're pretty good in this place as well. So we have to be aggressive, smart, and hopefully things work out. But we can only control one car. That's the 99. Everything else has to fall in place.
All right, he starts in the 13th spot today, Brett Gilley. 2 years ago, Christopher Bell won the Charlotte Motor Speedway Bank of America Roval 400 to advance to the round of eight. Today, Christopher, you come in a much more comfortable situation. In fact, maybe even by the end of stage number two, we might know whether or not you can clinch either way. It's still 109 laps in this race, so how do you look at this one?
Yeah, this is a long race. This is by far our longest road course race, so there's a lot of making sure that you're there whenever the checkered flag falls. And, yeah, this race certainly feels a little bit different than what we've had in the past. You know, I think coming in here, we expected to be a little bit stronger, and Saturday it didn't showcase itself. So hopefully we made the right adjustments and can have a little bit more pace.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Christopher Bell will roll off 12th in his Toyota Camry XSE, guys.
That interview with Christopher Bell brought to you by Rheem. Rheem, provider of a new degree of comfort. Visit Rheem.com to find a contractor near you. Back over now to Wendy Venturini.
Tyler Reddick chatting it up with both Shane Van Gisbergen and A.J. Allmendinger. Talk about the Xfinity race yesterday, but what can you tell us about what you're expecting in today's Cup race?
Yeah, a lot of what we experienced yesterday. Obviously, the changes were made to the front chicane, so... Yeah, just talking about that, you know, it's going to be a hard corner to judge. Yesterday you had the curb to kind of keep you in line, keep you on track. Now with it's all being pretty flat over there, it's going to be easy to get a penalty. So we just got to be aware of that.
With the points, what's your strategy? How do you approach it?
Kind of like we did last year. You know, if we get a good start, get away, it's just going to give us options as this race unfolds. But, yeah, if we can stay up front here in stage one, it's going to give us a lot of options here on what we can do and get points. That's going to be the goal, get the stage points. And hopefully, again, if we can stay up front through those stages, we'll be able to get a good finish too.
Thanks. That's Tyler Reddick starting from the outside front row.
our Toyota Top Performer interview with Mr. Tyler Reddick, presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Back down to Brett McMillan.
Well, Kyle Busch, we talked about after practice qualifying yesterday. You guys spent a lot of time working on the car. You got back-to-back third-place finishes here. Can you get this car back to that point or maybe even to the front?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. You know, we certainly were trying to find something that would help the longevity of it yesterday and seemed to not really find it in practice, made some changes, hurt some other things. So we went to work overnight on trying to figure that out. But Lenovo Camaro was good, felt good, had a better feel than what we had last year. Had a good race here last year, so hopefully we can get more today.
Kyle starts in the 11th spot.
And you just heard from Kyle Busch, presented by the official sponsor of his number 8 Chevy, Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Known for their home-style comfort food, Cheddar's is a place where you always get a lot for not a lot. We head back to pit lane. Brad Gilley.
Joey Logano has a very fast Ford Mustang Dark Horse here today. You're going to roll off fourth. But, Joey, for all of us who picked you in the championship four because it's an even-numbered year, and right, that's when you get there, you're making us a little bit nervous coming in below the cut line, but not terribly far. Can you point your way in? You're going to have to win your way in. What are you looking at?
No, I think we can definitely point our way in. You know, we're definitely in doable distance. Obviously the cars we're racing against are pretty solid, so yeah, we got to just run our race, do the best we can, score as many points as we possibly can. You never know what's going to happen in these races, so you know, we'll just work our plan. And I think the good news is we got a really fast Shell Pencil Mustang, and we'll just fire away and see what we got, see what comes up of it.
All right, he is fast. Joey Logano is going to roll off fourth. Wendy Venturini.
AJ Allmendinger starts third today. You said yesterday's Xfinity race, you got a little bit too loose. Do you feel confident about your cup car today, and can you stay up front?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the Celsius Chevy's been pretty good. You know, Shane, obviously very quick, and Reddick's been quick. But, you know, I feel like our car's been in the ballpark. We probably need a little bit more to just run outright on pace with those guys, but I feel like the ballpark from when we've unloaded the car has been pretty good. So we stay up front, we'll have a chance.
All right, that's AJ Allmendinger. He starts third. Brett.
All right, Kyle Larson standing here talking with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. come off of his win at Talladega. Kyle, you come in here, you've a former winner here at this track. You've got a little bit of margin of error. You're 52 points above the cut line. What is your strategy as you think about today's race here?
Yeah, I don't know. Just hopefully have a clean day and just a drama-free, boring race would be great for us, and just get through to the next round and get to go to some tracks that we're really good at, and hopefully just do a good job. So, yeah, just try to get through today clean. Obviously, you don't want to crash or anything because anything can happen in this point format, so just be smart.
Good luck today.
Thanks.
Let's go to Brad Gilley. Alex Bowman has scored more points during these playoffs than any other driver. In fact, you even come into the Roval with the best average finish among all drivers. But you start 17th today, so what is it going to look like outside of your windshield today?
Yeah, for sure. We had a lot of issues yesterday through practice and qualifying that hopefully we're not going to have today in the race, and can go have a good solid day. You know, we just have to go execute well, and hopefully we've made the right changes to our Ally Camaro and can go from 17th and go forward. So looking forward to it. Obviously, we've had a pretty good history at this place, and yeah, starting deeper than we want, but should be good.
All right, he is 25 points above the cut line. Alex Bowman looking to make it to the round of eight today. Brett McMillan. It's been a big week for Chase Briscoe. He is babysitting his oldest child. We say oldest now because you had the twins this week. First of all, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's been a busy week for sure. Yeah, father of three now, and Brooks right here is a big brother, so it's been a fun week.
All right, we know your point situation. You guys are in pretty much a win or else, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we definitely need a win. Just with the points, you know, you could maybe point your way in, but it would take almost everything going absolutely perfect. So, yeah, the way we look at it is we definitely need to go win, and that's what we're going to try to do. So, you know, honestly, with where we're at from a point standpoint, it's honestly better, I feel like, than being, you know, 15 points out, because then you have to go for the points. So, yeah, we'll go for the win, be aggressive on strategy, and hopefully we get our car a little bit better. It was a struggle yesterday, so see if we can get our Ford Force Racing School Dark Horse up there and see what we can do with it.
How do you like being a big brother?
You like being a big brother?
Yeah.
What's their names?
I'm Griffin Collins.
All right, there you go. All right, let's go over to Brad Gilley. William Byron, it's a home game for him, and of course, earlier in the season, you did pretty well when it came to road course racing with a big win at Circuit of the Americas. Starting 10th here today, William, you almost won this race a couple of years ago. What does this track look like to you now with the changes?
It's different. It's
I think it creates a unique challenge, and I feel like today it'll be similar, you know, just trying to get through turn 6 and 7. I'm sure it'll rubber up and change as we go, so we'll have to adapt to those changes and try to search for a little bit more grip, but happy with our Valvoline Chevy. We had a really good practice. A little disappointed that our qualifying wasn't stronger, but feel like coming up here in the race will be good. So just got to pass a few guys and get towards the front.
All right, William Byron's going to roll off 10th here today. Wendy Venturini.
Bubba Wallace has had a busy week and not necessarily on the racetrack. Bex came into the world. So the big question, are you well enough slept for this race today?
Yeah, actually, I've been sleeping really good. Bex has been a really good baby. It is now, what, 1 o'clock now? He's now 2 weeks old. So happy 2 weeks to my little boy. But yeah, the sleep has been incredible. Amanda's been doing an incredible job. I feel like we've been crushing it as parents, and we're still learning as we go, so it's cool.
All right, we'll talk about this racetrack real quick. Are you going to crush it today?
That's the plan. I was really worried about coming in to this race not prepared because of baby boy, right? And man, we fired off with a lot of speed, so hats off to everybody on 2311. Both cars are fast. Just got to execute, not get caught up in a wreck like we did last year, and we'll be okay.
All right, that's Bubba Wallace, guys. Brett.
All right, Brad Keselowski, last week a second place at Talladega. How nice would it be to be a spoiler this week and pick up a victory?
Yeah, well, you know, it'd be really nice. We've got one win this year. We're certainly not ready to go out on that. So we'll have a good shot today. We've got a really strong Castro Ford. And I'm pumped about it. Qualified 8th, which is pretty strong. And SVG is going to be really tough to beat, but that's part of the fun.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Brad Keselowski. As he said, qualified 8th.
Thanks, Brett. Now let's pause 10 seconds for station.